Yeah, very strange, very strange. Everybody's talking about drugs. I hadn't really intended on talking about drugs, but, well, you know, what the hell. Anyway, Adrian gave advice of things to do when you're a teenage boy and you want to cut the pages out of a book to hide your stash and don't throw them in the trash in the back. Because your mom will come home. You'll come home and she'll be sitting there with the book. Anyway, and she'll flush it down the toilet. Of course, I'm more like Mitch Halpern, one of my favorite comedians. He said, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. Anyway, I don't have a great out-of-the-bag story. I may not get as, we've had so many great speakers, I may not be able to get as many laughs, but maybe I'll get some goosebumps because I'm going to split my story up into a quick cat-out-of-the-bag story, and then I actually have a bag to let a cat out of some things I talked about last month. Now, the thing about a cat out of the bag is the hard part is putting it back in. That's what's so funny. Listen to your story, because it was about catching the bag, the cat, and putting it back in the bag. And once it's out, you can't put it back in. And how many of us have had friends going through a breakup, and it's like, oh, my God, I never saw it coming, or why didn't he say anything, or, you know, I never knew. You know, there's been many times in my life I had the privilege, I don't know if it'd be a privilege or not, but I knew the exact moment that a relationship was over, whether it continued way beyond that or not. Now, I won't get into why I have an ex-wife, but I should have learned the lesson earlier, because when I was younger, I worked as an orderly on a psych floor, and I ended up having this beautiful girlfriend that was one of the nurses there, and I had friends that went out to the American River, and there's this beautiful spot. We could walk, you know, a mile or two, and they had pools and waterfalls and beautiful spots. So they invited Christy and I to go out there and camp with them for a weekend. And how could I say no? So the three of us drove out to Three Rivers, got there, and well, I was young then, so it was kind of a party mode. And after the first day, it became very apparent that we didn't bring enough alcohol. So I volunteered to drive into Three Rivers, and so we went into Three Rivers, and we bought just a, you know, a few things, a bottle of tequila, a bottle of bourbon, a bottle of Kahlua, a container of half and half, and then that was just what Christy was going to take. And I had the case of beer and 20 pounds of ice. So we tried to make good time to get back to the river because it was probably 15, 20 miles to get to Three Rivers. So we came back, got stopped. I said, all right, let's go. Get everything all packed up. I went. I said, all right, let me get my flashlight. Flashlight wasn't working. Sun's going down quickly. Went to open it up, and it was like all crusty and corroded. So I mentioned last month that I went through a phase where I was a circus performer. So my backup plan was, look, I'll just soak my torches, and then I'll just light them one at a time, and we'll go down the path, and we'll get back that way. But she reminded me that getting burnt to death in a forest fire was the least of my problems if I did that. So we decided to set out in the dark to get there. So we made it most of the way, and then we got off the path somehow, and we were like 200-foot cliff up above where my friends were, and we started screaming and yelling for them to get their attention because we were lost. So they sent people out about every 50 yards up the trail, screamed for us. So we got over, we got closer and closer, and then we finally got to the first person, and then they got us up to the second person. We were almost to the very last person, and Christy was climbing over these rocks. We could see the fire with our friends sitting around him. She slipped, and I heard glass breaking. And you know, it's cat out of the bag is almost like a genie out of the bottle kind of thing, because before I knew it, I said, oh, crap, the bottle. Now, I don't know if 2 seconds can be deafening silence, but if there ever was a point where 2 seconds could be deafening silence, that was the point. Because then, after that 2 seconds, I heard, I'm fine, Bill. Now, when she said my name, It wasn't like, you're my soulmate, you're my being, you know, Bill, oh, I love you. It was worse than when my mom caught me with that pound of weed and saying, you need to get rid of this. I said, that's the plan, Mom. Worse than that, when she said, Bill, it was like, you filthy, rotten, no good, fascist, not going to get laid tonight, son of a gun. And, oh, hey, baby, it's okay, it's okay. I went up, and we had enough alcohol that we still, you know, made up. We had fun. It was a good weekend, but I knew from that moment that it was doomed. And ultimately, we did break up, but I don't know if it's a good thing or not to know in advance when something's going to happen. Okay, now the reason I have the bag is because last week I told a story about how a lot of bizarre events of synchronicity happen to me. And sometimes I'm afraid to leave the house. I'm afraid to speak because I have so many coincidences. Like, and you say, yeah, but that's all anecdotal, Bill. What do you offer us as empirical proof? So here is the date of the New Times. Our last meeting must have been March 20th, because March 21st to the 28th. Now, Brezhne is a cancer. I know a lot of you probably don't believe in this stuff, but this guy has had me pegged for quite a while. Now, I got up the next day, I got a New Times, and here's my horoscope, less than 24 hours from my very first time in this group. It says, stories happen to those who tell them, said the ancient Greek historian Thucydides. Modern radio journalist Ira Glass once said, great stories happen to those who can tell them. He has said, let's make the strategy in the centerpiece of your life plan in the weeks ahead, Cancerian. I have a suspicion that you will need first-hand experience of novel, interesting stories. They will provide the precise nourishment necessary to inspire the blooming of your most soulful ambitions. One way to help ensure that best is stories will follow you. Oh, the best will flow your way to regale receptive people with transformative tales of your past.